Welcome. It's now officially, let's see, Saturday, March 3rd, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you on the internets, as the president likes to say. That would be at republicbroadcasting.org and franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So I thought it was a good time to have John on. As I mentioned, he has not been on with me before on the night program, but we've done many shows together, and the guy's got some great information. I think John would agree with me that it's important that you do the research and contextualize all the stuff that we've talked about here on this show and that you hear on all the other shows and put it into your own sort of personal information arsenal and make those choices accordingly, because these are choices that, you'd really hate to have to kick yourself for maybe not paying attention, I guess, at some level. Folks, we'll take your calls if you're interested. Anything you want to talk about, feel free to do so. It is Friday. We can have a little fun. We can have a little leeway here this evening, and as always, plenty of news, though. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. As I mentioned earlier, you know, looking at the weather and trying to forecast the weather is always a difficult thing. Ask anybody who's ever done it for a living, and that's not me, by the way. They'll tell you that it's difficult, and of course, we hold our newscasters and forecasters to quite a high standard, as well we should. You shouldn't get paid that kind of money if you're not ever accurate. But when you start seeing things like the Pentagon Climate Report, which, again, didn't get a whole lot of play here in the United States, but got a lot of play over there in the UK with the Guardian and the Observer, most of the stories here in the U.S. media, if you go and you type it into Google News, you'll see it for yourself. It's all just kind of like mostly saying that this is crazy stuff and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of them did focus on the fact that this would appear to be a major contradiction to President George W. Bush's denial of global warming's existence. So it was more of a directed hit piece on an issue that would be, in my opinion, constitute misdirection. You know, it was all completely off base. But again, what we have to look at here is what is it all about? Well, the Pentagon Climate Report mentioned things would start getting bad in 2005 and start getting really bad in 2007, with, you know, the pinnacle of some of these huge problems starting to develop in 2010. Well, so far, my friends, they're spot on, and that was years in advance. So again, you have to start saying, how are they able to predict the weather with weather modification programs and all these things? There's got to be some other things at work here. And I think that there are, but again, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think. And as we mentioned, we're kind of in the in a situation where we're taking a beating this year. And we did last year, too. Now, granted, the hurricane season itself was relatively quiet, which, you know, was a godsend without a doubt. This year they're predicting La Nina to really cause some havoc, and we've got some stories on those things as well. But, you know, even last year, 2006, in the first week of 2006, they had more acreage burned in wildfires than they did in all of 2005. So I think that's significant. Now we've got, again, massive snowfall in some areas. There was a global warming conference recently canceled because of blizzards. So what does that tell you? It tells me that there's some things in here that that need to be considered, need to be understood, need to be factored in. Not necessarily as far as national debate goes, but for those who are out there listening, maybe for you yourself, your individual planning. So anyway, stay with us. We're going to take a short break and be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, that's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome aboard to hour number two. And again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Your phone calls, if you got something you want to talk about, feel free to do so. Let's go to PJ in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well.
Excellent program. Unfortunately, I only caught about the last 10 minutes of your guest, and it blew my mind a little bit. I heard, and I wanted to ask you: Are you always on like real late, like this, like after midnight, or?
Well, usually what I try to do is I try to be at a different time every day, just to really mess people up. No, I'm on the same time. I'm on the same time every night. It's 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Central Time, which is midnight
so
to 4 your time.
Yeah. But anyway. How much did you say that the book was that he had a book?
Yeah, it's a booklet. It's about 20 pages, about $5.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
This is an important thing, my friend.
Yeah.
Now, you are in, where in Pennsylvania are you at?
I'm in western Pennsylvania. I'm right next to Ohio. I'm about 35 miles sort of northwest, I guess it would be, of Pittsburgh, you know.
Yeah, I've lived up there for about 5 years myself. It looks like you'll be. Yeah, I did. I lived in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Western New York. I've lived all over the place.
But it looks
like, according to the map here of this post sort of apocalyptic area, you'll be relatively okay. But Western Pennsylvania is fairly mountainous, so you'd expect something like that, I suppose.
Yeah, you know what? That's funny because there's a friend of mine that's into this, the Urantia book, you know, and he said from what he knew about that, he said that Western Pennsylvania and Ohio are good places to be.
Well, according to this map, but then again, as John states right above the map, it says, be advised, there are no absolutely safe places. Obviously, altitude's going to have something to do with it, and you'd also have to wonder, if there is a sea level rise as a result of global warming, what is that going to do to the Great Lakes? How much are they going to flood, and will they still be freshwater at that point?
And I wanted to ask you about that, because I had been, you know, I listen a lot of shortwave. I just love it. You get addicted to it because you want, you know, the things that are going on.
Sure.
And so, but a lot of people, I mean, even very influential people on shortwave, and even people on some of the people on the regular, you know, radio and stuff, have really, poo-pooed the thing about the global warming and stuff. But you're saying it actually is. It is going on.
Not only is it real, my friend, this thing is substantially more important, more, I guess, different than what you might be hearing from somebody like Al Gore, or certainly as the 2008 election comes around. Here's the thing. What the United Nations and all these lofty scientists and politicians who want to be scientists would have you believe is that the planet is going to warm itself. And what they say is that the planet is going to warm, I think they said, like 1-point-something degrees by the year 2100, which really doesn't sound like a lot, but they are stressing that this is vital that we understand this. Now, obviously, this has become a big push for all the environmentalists to kind of unite under one thing. It's like a big sort of planetary, let's save the planet sort of thing. And the way they're couching this is completely deceptive. They're making you think that global warming is the result, that's the end result, that the planet's just going to get hotter and hotter and hotter, and then you'd say, well, then what? And they'd say, well, then it would just get hotter. And then what? And then ice would melt. And then what? And then water would rise. And then what? And it would keep getting hotter? No, absolutely not, it would not. See, the idea here, the ocean absorbs greenhouse gases, and at some point, they're theorizing that it won't be able to hold anymore. However, you would think that if there's more of an ocean, since sea level rises, then that would absorb more of the greenhouse gases, which would cool the planet down. The amount of moisture, because of the more water that would evaporate on a day-to-day basis, there'd be more moisture in the air. So as a result, what you've got here is global warming, which leads to global cooling, which leads to a miniature ice age. So in the span of time, as they would have us believe that in the next 100 years, it will just continue to get warmer and warmer and warmer. But the end result of the whole thing is inevitably an ice age. So it's not global warming necessarily, but rather climate change. And this is something people need to absolutely understand the truth of the matter. Because what they're doing is they're making this a political issue. They're making this an opportunity to further the agenda of the war on terror, which in my opinion is simply a ruse to acquire natural resources.
Yeah.
It's simply it's a push for natural resources. Read that Pentagon climate report and you will see it for yourself, my friend. They talk about all wars in the future being fought purely for survival, for the acquisition and defense of natural resources. That this will be the first time in hundreds or thousands of years war purely fought only for survival purposes rather than for wealth. It's astounding, honestly, in every possible conceivable way. But what you've got here is an opportunity for them to do what the war on terror is doing, which is increase the surveillance society. But now they want to surveil you, PJ, because they want to find out how much power consumption you are responsible for. Exactly how many greenhouse gases are you putting into the atmosphere?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. But see, that's the whole concept. So global warming, is it real? Yes. Is that the be-all, end-all of the argument? Absolutely not. Do human beings actually participate in global warming? Such a tiny, minuscule amount that there's no way that it would ever amount to anything. Even with giant industrial pollutants, it's still not going to change anything. But what they would have you believe, and me believe, is that if we buy a bigger car or we drive more, whatever the case may be, that we are in such a violation of greenhouse gas emissions that we should be taxed and fined and possibly jailed. So watch for this. This is all coming down, my friend. So
there's so many things that are happening. It's like in our state, they're giving away taxpayer-paid-for highways, you know, the turnpike and everything. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yes.
What's happening, you know, to foreign countries. You know, we're being, like, sold out, you know. It's just incredible. And people are so brain dead, especially around here. You know, you got the the Steelers and that. And all, if they're doing good, then
sure.
everything's okay, you know.
And the Pirates,
you know,
and the Penguins.
As long as the
millionaire,
oh, my goodness gracious. But I heard that even back in, like, the 1300s, that it was, you know, on that they have some records and it was as warm as it is now, if not warmer,
mm-hmm.
you know, you hear stuff like that and you wonder, well, you know, is this going to be some kind of a real long-term thing, or is this going to be like, you know, a right-away thing?
Well,
he was talking about the corridor and all that stuff.
Yeah,
built for this.
That's really the rub here, my friend, is that you've got a situation where global warming, again, is an unstoppable train. However, we can slow that train down if we all cut back on our own personal contribution to greenhouse gas emissions. And if we do that, then this event that's going to happen, this global warming process is going to happen in 100 years. We're going to go up 2 degrees or something. We can slow it down, and now it'll only go up 1 degree in the next 100 years. So that's the idea, and they're putting it out there as sort of a long-term situation, something we have to address, we have to jump on. However, the Pentagon Climate Report, this is commissioned by the Pentagon with some amazing people involved with this. We're talking about, like, oil executives and the very people you'd expect to be somewhat skeptical about these sort of things. And what they had come up with, and I would urge you to do the research on this yourself, obviously, because you need to read this, but I've covered it on the show extensively.
And I'm going to get the book.
Yeah, that too, but this is even independent. I'm talking about the report that the Pentagon did. Because John's book, you know, like I said, it's only about 20 pages. It's an incredible amount of content. But that should not be the sole source of information for anyone. We should always supplement it. And you can supplement it by choosing mainstream news stories, the exact kind of stories that people would use to maybe say that you're insane. Okay? The same way they do for me. And that's why I love to gear this show toward the skeptic or the relatively new person to this information, because it does come from mainstream sources. And what they said is that things would start. This came out in, I want to say, February of 2004, okay? But it was for a report. It was a news story based on the report which came out in 2003. So in essence, you know, we're already 4 years into this, and they said it could develop any time now, okay, all these massive changes. Again, abrupt climate change, okay? Not abrupt global warming or not even gradual global warming, but abrupt climate change, indicating some places are going to get warmer, some places are going to get colder. Okay, but what they say is that in 2005, you're going to start to see some flooding. Well, we've seen some flooding in 2005, 2004, of course. We had the Sumatran quake and subsequent tsunami. We had in 2004, we had four hurricanes hit Florida 5 times. One of them, of course, doubled back and hit it again, as you may recall. 2004. 2005, we had, of course, Katrina and Rita, and we saw also the devastation from that. 2006, like I said, not so much with the hurricanes, but we did see a lot of drought conditions, massive. In fact, 48 states reported drought conditions in 2006. We also had the largest acreage of wildfire burnings just in the first month or so of 2006. You know, it surpassed 2005 in totality as a year. It's just a stunning, stunning thing. And then now we keep hearing stories about giant balls of hail. You remember this from 2006, where they had not just, you know, baseball-sized hail, which is supposedly unusual, but basketball size. I heard a couple of those.
Yeah,
basketball.
That's amazing.
Yeah, giant chunks of ice the size of basketballs falling out of the sky. That's unheard of. But yet these types of terminologies, these types of things like rarity and unusual and what is a freak of nature, you know, these things keep happening with a fierce rapidity. Things are changing right now. Now, the Pentagon Climate Report specifically mentions 2007 is when things start to get really bad. So,
oh, my goodness, so it is right away.
Yeah,
God,
brother.
It's happening.
And this is from the Pentagon, a relatively conservative and certainly you would have to say on board with the president, no matter what party he's in, they serve the president. So, you know, when this report came out, this to me was an incredible story. It's probably one of the biggest stories that we've seen in our lifetime. And yet, in the American media, completely suppressed.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Nothing's ever comes out except for, you know, what some superstore or something is doing, you know.
That's right.
Like,
Britney Spears shaved her head. Anna Nicole Smith is dead. And American Idol continues.
Unbelievable, I'm telling you. but I'll tell you what, this is absolutely fascinating. It just blows my mind, especially when he said that things could be breaking up, like the highway systems, and
mm-hmm.
And from what you're saying, this sounds like within the next year. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Frank, is one about how much control, because I know the government has a certain amount of control over the weather and sure. all kind of things like that. How much do you think that they're doing, you know, in this whole thing?
That is a superior question, my friend. I think we're coming up on a break here, so we might have to hold over to that one. But the gist of it is this. When you see, and there is the music, of course, right on cue.
Okay.
Hang on a second, PJ. Folks, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stick around.
Structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your insults, your death threats, all welcome at 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Back to PJ in Pennsylvania. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. This topic just fascinates me. Do you think that... you know, that there's spiritual significance to this? Do you think it's like the end times and all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah, it's really interesting on a number of levels. I'll give you a couple things you may want to check out. There is a program called CLOUD. I don't remember exactly what it stands for, but the gist of it is the CERN project by which they're trying to do a great many things that will probably be used for evil. But when you start looking at weather modification programs, there are already several governments who are very, very definitively and admittedly involved in weather mod projects, including, of course, the United States. But you know, they would seek to deny the evidence by which there are probably at least 20 named government projects on the record. So these things are all out there, and you can look them up. They're fairly easy to find, but projects.
Well, I know they've been doing it since Tesla, you know, because he knew quite a bit about weather modification
sure,
and everything.
Sure, there's there's a lot of it out there. But anyway, the CERN project, this cloud program, is an attempt in the laboratory to stimulate cloud activity, such as making it do things and growing and shrinking and producing rain and whatnot. It's very definitively a weather modification project, and this ties in with HARP and exactly what HARP is for and what its purpose is, and that's what this project, the CERN project, is, this cloud program. Now, there's a whole slew of countries involved with this. So this push towards weather modification probably is the culmination of the Pentagon climate report, as well as this push for global warming. Because of the global warming concerns, the government can implement a lot of new programs and a lot of sort of experimental ideas and whatnot, because, you know, for the most part, they're seeking their own continuation. They're seeking their own survival. They're seeking their own prosperity in the midst of tragedy. So these things are happening. Now, what is going to be the result of one nation trying to, you know, push a hurricane away and the other one trying to push it from the other direction? Who knows? You know, whoever's got the better power systems, I guess. But it's going to probably increase the havoc in the things that we're going to see. But this is it's a very important point. Now, the other thing, are you a Bible reader by chance, PJ?
No, somewhat, yeah. Okay. I am interested in it. I have read a lot of it, too.
Well, obviously, yeah, the most interesting thing, it's always fascinated me, has been Revelation. Now, probably that's because I have a Catholic upbringing, and in Catholicism, they don't really encourage you to read the Bible.
No, I'm an ex-Catholic myself.
Oh, well, congratulations, my friend. I haven't got my excommunication papers yet, though, but I look forward. There's a frame all waiting for it. But, you know,
what an honor that would be.
Yes, it would. Signed by Pope Antichrist himself. But what we've got here is a situation where when they're talking about wormwood. Now, a lot of people would have various interpretations. Some people say that the Bible should be interpreted literally. Some say figuratively, metaphorically, whatever the case may be. But they talk about wormwood as this burning star falling onto the sky, in essence, polluting a third of the water and whatnot. Well, if you look at it, yeah, exactly, Chernobyl. But there is a planetary defense program in place here in the world, and it's, of course, helmed by the United States government. It's based in Australia, and it's called Project Wormwood.
Whoa!
Yeah.
My goodness gracious, that's interesting.
And if you look that up, you'll be able to see it. They've even got their own cool little logo. It says Wormwood, Project Wormwood, and one of the O's in Wormwood is the planet Earth, and there's a giant comet about to hit it. So, you know,
Planet X. Right?
Yeah, to me, it seems moderately, you know, defeatist to name your project of planetary defense and identifying, avoiding, and preventing an impact from a large asteroid or comet into the planet, naming it Wormwood when in the Bible it says it's going to impact. So whatever the case may be, it just seems.
Oh my goodness gracious!
It all seems to indicate to me. Basically, PJ, that they know it's going to happen. They know it's unavoidable. So they're not trying to prevent anything. They're trying to distract us. Just a tiny seed of lie in the midst of the truth to keep us focused elsewhere. Just like a magician or an illusionist would do. Just to keep you off kilter. So they are making all their plans and all their preparations for what is coming. And they know when it's coming. And all evidence indicates that it's coming very, very soon. Let me hold you over here through this break and we'll let you respond. Folks, back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're taking your calls wherever you want to take us. Feel free. 800-313-9443. Back to PJ and PA. Welcome, my friend.
Yeah, you come up with some pretty interesting music selections there, Frank. I like that.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to say that two things. If they go into Iran, which is total insanity, but it looks more and more like they're going to do it, mm-hmm. I mean, that has to be... I mean, that will definitely trigger off everything that you're talking about, you know, with there be ice melting. And, I mean, that would do it, like, in a real big hurry.
Well,
because if they invade Iran, mm-hmm. they will. I mean, it's not going to be like Iraq. They will fight back, and everybody else is going to be coming against us, too.
That's exactly right. There's a lot of defense cooperative agreements in place already, such as between Syria and Iran. And that's actually the war that took place between Lebanon and Israel last summer. The attempt was to pull Iran into it. They actually did flybys of the presidential palace there of Bashar al-Assad.
Whoa, really? Oh my God, you're up on everything, Frank.
I try.
My God, you I really admire the way you You know what's going on. That's incredible.
4 hours, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. You know, you just read a lot of things and hopefully retain the important ones. But they did some flybys of the presidential palace and actually shattered the windows. They were flying so low. And that was to precipitate a response. And, you know, I'm sure you remember while watching the news and hearing about all this, they kept saying that, that the weapons being used were of Syrian origin and of Iranian origin, trying to draw Syria into it so they could draw Iran into it so they could draw the United States into it. But it didn't come to pass. They didn't fall for it. So now the same logic is being utilized here. In the course of the Iraq insurgency, they're saying that that the Iranians are funding the militancy there, and,
mm-hmm.
and of course,
I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, and the militias are Sunni, not Shia. So why would the Iranians be backing, you know, their enemy against the United States? And you could make the case that, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's just it's fallen apart. So something has to set this off. And there are many, many irons and many fires, my friend, but it's all going to kick off. So, in essence, what I would say is that when you look at this, and it looks like all of the world leaders are discussing about the Bible and even sometimes in the back rooms, you know, Bush, of course, asked for a timeline of end times events from the Jack Van Ampe Ministries back in like 2002, courtesy of Condoleezza Rice, who was just, you know, nobody really at the time. You know, why is it that Bush is studying the apocalypse? Why is it that Ahmadinejad in Iran is discussing the apocalypse and the return of the Mahdi this spring? Which, you know, most Christian sort of analysts would contextualize that to be the Antichrist. It's hard to say, man, but everybody's talking about the Bible, so it's time for people who have never read it to pick it up and start looking at the playbook, because that's how it's going to go down.
Wow, that's just amazing. Let me ask you this. Is there anything, I mean, because they got so many things planned for us, like injections. They mm-hmm. want to tag every stinking animal and plant and everything else. I mean, there's so much stuff going down. Is there any place, Frank, that like-minded people like you and I and you know, the listeners and stuff, is there any, like, particular place that we should be gathering or anything like that for mutual defense or anything like that?
I'm not one to really be a gatherer per se, if only because, you know, if you look at like Waco and different things like that. I mean, let's say you take 100 guys who are like-minded individuals. They all have guns, and they say, "Let's build us a headquarters and put our guns in there." Well, you just saved them. You just saved them 99 trips around town. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even think like that myself. I gather to share information. And as far as protection, I leave that in the hands of the Lord. But, you know, this what this show is all about. That's what this forum is all about. And that's why we gather here on a nightly basis. That and the fact that it's my job. So, you know, that helps, too.
Well, what about the national ID card they predict will be this year? That, mm-hmm. that I don't consider that as the, you know, is the chip in the hand or the chip in the forehead.
Well, it's gradualism, brother. What happens is now you're in Pennsylvania. They have turnpikes there and toll roads, correct?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, with our governor that we got now, my goodness gracious, everything will be taxed. I mean, mm-hmm. our interstates, everything's
sure.
going to be.
Do you have?
And not one cut in anybody's pay. In fact, everybody gets bonuses. The worst job you do, you know, the bigger your bonus and that seems to be like the way it goes in Pennsylvania, you know.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It does happen, my friend. Well, you have the in New York, it's called an Easy Pass, little thing you affix to your windshield.
Right,
on a monthly
we got
basis.
That.
Okay,
yep.
Now figure this out. Here's two things that a lot of people don't bring up very often. First thing is the 2003 SARS, the CDC SARS preparedness plan. Now, SARS, of course, that was really big in Toronto and in Asia and whatnot. In 2003, a lot of people were talking about it. And there was certainly some fear-mongering here in the U.S. Well, the CDC passed this SARS preparedness plan, and it was unbelievable. I mean, this thing, 2003, man, big year for news because you got the Pentagon climate report. You've got Tommy Franks' comments in Cigar Aficionado magazine about any sort of mass casualty terrorist attack on our soil or any of our allies' soil, and the Constitution's out the window and we become a military dictatorship. This is Tommy Franks.
God.
Okay, it's on the record. Now, yep. The other things that were very intriguing were the SARS preparedness plan stories. What they were talking about is quarantine zones. Okay, and they were saying that if there is an outbreak, here's what they will have. Quarantine zones, military guards to make sure you stay in your quarantine zone, electronic tracking and tagging. They also mention in these in the SARS preparedness plan, which is available at the CDC's website, interstate and intrastate checkpoints. So checkpoints like you would a sobriety checkpoint, I guess, have something where the cops are pulling everybody over. This time they're going to be checking you, okay, to find out probably if you receive the vaccine, which means the national ID card, which it will have a microchip in it, will probably contain your medical information. Will you be allowed to travel across state lines and across city lines, in essence? Now, if you live outside the city but work in the city, well, that's a hell of a commute, odds are. You know, I moved here from Atlanta, and a lot of people would take 2 hours to go 30 minutes, or 30 miles, excuse me, 2 hours with all the traffic. Now, take it a step further and say, what if they're checking every single car going into and out of a city or into and out of a state to find out if they've been vaccinated? That's a hell of a wait, my friend. And in the event of... In the event of a traumatic biological or chemical weapons attack, or naturally, if you want to call it natural, which I don't, occurring pandemic, well, you know, obviously, whenever there's trauma, what happens? Well, the dollar goes down, gas goes up. So that means that you're sitting in line now for probably 4 or 5 hours to get your go-ahead to go to work every day. Gas is probably going to be $3-4 a gallon. So you're not going to be able to afford to do that, not with time and certainly not with money. So that means you're either going to have to quit your job or follow the United Nations biodiversity plan and actually move people into these collective places like cities and whatnot where they can not have to commute so far, whatever the case may be. But the point is out of a sense of convenience, they'll start going with some sort of easy pass thing, and maybe that will be the microchip. The point is it's a process of gradualism. When people start getting their national ID card stolen and their identity stolen, then they'll come up with some new and very, very technologically advanced process by which the subdermal chip will be far superior and less likely to be, you know, tapped into or tampered with. You probably also will see very high-profile kidnappings, which will be the objective for the kids. You'll probably see a bigger focus on immigration issues, which will be the idea of getting the immigrants chipped. And then also, of course, the prisoners. As the prisons start to fill up, they're not going to have enough room, and they're going to say, look, we need to either build new prisons, which would cost us X amount of billions of dollars, or we can start letting some of these low-level offenders out with a microchip or some sort of ankle bracelet that we can track them. It's all about the surveillance. Now, again, the biggest problem that they have is you have to make the control mechanisms as complete as possible. So they seek every single angle by which to further these things, but they all tie in with the future and sort of what is coming down the line. The reason for the war on terror, the reason why these world leaders are studying the Bible. I mean, we're talking about apocalypse, you know, tomorrow sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, by the time it gets to that point, I mean, What are we going to do, Frank? I mean, is it time to head for the woods, or leave everything behind, or I mean, you know, what can we do? Where's the point to where we have to just, you can't go into the camps. I mean, that's unthinkable. You know, you can't go into a city where they got complete control because you know you're going to end up getting chipped or inoculated or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, how do we know? You know, when the pull up stakes and just like try to live off the, you know, try to live out in the woods or something. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I guess I'm pretty good with happy to share information. I'm always reluctant to share advice, quite simply because my view of things probably differs from yours. We've lived different lives. We're probably different ages. We definitely live in different areas of the country, and we have different.
Yeah, but I've lived in the South. I'm not saying
that because you're a Yankee, I despise you. Yeah. Don't worry. It's not where I'm going.
I've even been to Hot Springs, Arkansas. How do you like that?
Yeah, masonry country. This is the home of Albert Pike. Anyway,
and Clinton too. You know.
Different stories altogether. But what I'm saying here, PJ, in essence, is that I think that everybody has to make their own determination about what they need to do to prepare. My personal opinion, and I'm not encouraging anybody else to do this per se, just saying that what I think is that spiritual preparedness is the one area that everyone has to secure first. If you're not squared away in, you know, with faith, you're a lost cause. And anything you do, is just going to, it's not going to bring you any sort of peace of mind. It's going to bring you paranoia. It's going to bring you anger. It's going to bring you depression. It's probably going to bring you suicide or crazy, you know, let's go, I can't take it anymore. Let's go start shooting, you know, whomever. It's just a bad, bad scene. So I always say to people that spiritual preparedness is the number one thing that people have to focus on. Because if you have faith, you have hope. If you have hope, then you have a reason to fight, a reason to care, a reason to continue. But at the same time, I tell people, hedge your bets, you know. Make sure you have good water filtration with the Berkey is what I have. I love that thing. Make sure you have the ability to have something to barter with. A friend of mine, he's not a rich man. He doesn't have a whole lot of gold, silver, or cash or anything like that. But you know what he does have a lot of? Toilet paper, tampons.
Oh.
I mean, these are things that people are going to love. Alcohol. You know, why do they have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms? I mean, these are things that people are going to want. These are things that people are going to acquire. So, you know, you can stockpile some of that stuff you can trade. In prison, they trade cigarettes. There's got to be something to that. So, you know, there are different things you can do to prepare, but make sure that you're going to be taken care of. Canned goods, dry goods. Go to the Survival Center. It's survivalcenter.com. Great website. One of our advertisers and our sponsor. And they have some incredible information on that website, just about everything you could ever imagine. They have emergency medical kits, emergency dentistry kits, emergency surgery kits. They build shelters.
Goodness.
I mean, it's all there. You have to pray on it, my friend. You have to go where you're led, and you have to take the steps that you are led to pursue. For me, myself, I'm not doing anything differently. I'm going to continue to live here in this area. It looks like a good place. I feel like I was led to be here. And I'll keep trying to keep the show going, you know, so we can have this area of communication and this opportunity to network and communicate with each other, to be a source of information, as you can be, to the people in your life, where you can
I do give out, you know, I tell everybody about shortwave. Really do, you know.
That's wonderful.
Well, you're doing a super job. You really are. It's a shame that you're not on some kind of a prime time thing, you know, with all the knowledge and everything that you have, you know, rather than, you know, after midnight, you know. So, unfortunately. Yeah. All the good ones, though, are all, like, it's screwy times, you know, they're on shortwave. We're not a, you know, instead of, it's too bad we don't have people like you on, like, on prime time and people actually getting to hear some of this stuff, you know, instead of, you know, most of the people that don't get to hear it, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we all are... I'm a firm believer in predestination, brother, and I think that we're led where we're supposed to be led to, that things happen, everything for a reason, and the people who are supposed to hear the show are going to hear the show, and there's nothing I can do other than pull my hair out and stress out about, you know, everything else. So I just put it all in God's hands and let him take care of it.
So. Until they shut everything down, internet. You know, shortwave.
And that's been an issue, too. And a lot of people have said, what about when they take our Bibles? I take my Bible. You know, I talk to the guy himself. You know, I'm not saying like Pat Robertson where he comes down and we have some coffee and chat. But, you know, it's a good handbook, but it's not – it doesn't make or break your relationship with the Lord. You know, I think that that's something that you either have or you don't have, and it's not something that can be taken away by human hands. So, you know, if they want to clamp down, and they're going to need to do that, clamp down on free speech, shut down programs like this one, shut down people like you and me and all the others out there, you know, let them. Go ahead. Because the damage is done. The information that we needed to get out will have gotten out by that point. The people who need to have heard it and process it will have done so by that point. So, you know, it all happens exactly as it's supposed to. It's in God's hands.
Yeah, I guess all you can do is just try to pay off, you know, all your debts and, you know, try to get your life squared away, you know.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Just live well, PJ. That's all.
Okay. I'll be tuning. I'll definitely be tuning in. I'll check out your web and all that stuff, too. And,
good.
And tell people about your program, too.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I sure will. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you for all you're doing, you know.
Wow.
I really appreciate all you're doing.
You
I honestly
are
do.
Extraordinarily and unduly kind. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Yeah, I don't take compliments very well. Never have. look, there's nothing special about my information or me or anything like that. It's why I don't write books. That's why I don't make CDs or I don't make films, because there's, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to baby you and say, here, you know, don't do your own work. Just take this and buy this, put money in my pocket and sit back on your laurels. No. Unfortunately, I'm a big fan of personal empowerment, and I hold myself to a standard, and I hold you to that standard. I don't like listeners who are not willing to do some work. And that's why I'm very pleased to be here with you guys, because all of you do the work. All of you are intelligent and self-made individuals. That's what it's all about. You know, it again, you can tell your child, don't put your hand on the hot stove. But until they get their hand either close to it or they actually do it, then they understand why. All this information has to be self-realized, not simply put out there to be mopped up by the information sponges out there. You can choose, my friends, to be a participant in life or a spectator, and I insist on participation. And we'll continue that with our phone calls when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us, folks.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I got the peace of
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. We'll continue with your phone calls if you're willing to make them. 800-313-9443. Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you, sir?
Tired. You're keeping me up.
Aren't you? Ah, I know. What a jerk.
You're killing. Listen, I'm addicted to the program.
Wow.
You do a good job all the time, and I know you say you don't take compliments well. That's fine, but I have to give you a compliment. You know, you're doing a great job. Look at your handy-dandy map there and tell me how I look here in North Carolina in the northwest corner in case of catastrophe.
In the northwest corner.
Yeah, where Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina come together.
You look pretty good.
Around 5,000 feet after here.
You look like you might have some beachfront property. Or relatively close anyway, of course. You know, I mean, it's all relative at this point. But, yeah, you look like you'll be all right.
Well, I certainly hope so if I live long enough to be okay, you know. I'm getting old. A friend of mine told me today, he said, old as you are, you'll be dust in a few months.
I doubt that. You're too smart, and I think that you're probably too surly. I think that God's going to keep you around here to help us out.
I hope it, yeah, but I see the very end. I ask God, when I pray, let me see this thing come to full circle.
Wow.
I want to be able to see it happen. And I have the book, and I know what the end of the thing is. Mm-hmm. So do you.
Amen.
Another plus factor I have here, is I have a super Walmart center here.
All right.
That would make me a lot safer, Frank.
Yes, because they have to protect their super Walmarts.
That's right. Well, did you get into storms that it came through down there?
Boy, I'll tell you what, I have always been really blessed, I guess, in this area. We are in such a mountainous area. We're right here in the Ozarks, but then there's the Boston Mountains and there's a couple other mountain ranges that all kind of coalesce. So we're at the tail end of Tornado Alley. Most of the time, they come on through, they hit, you know, the hilly terrain, and they bounce over us and they land on Little Rock. In this case, they kind of went, you know, northeast, right between us here in Fayetteville. They went up north and were close to Rogers, and then they came down underneath us around Fort Smith, angling up towards Missouri. Although there were funnel clouds, they never actually touched down in Arkansas, with the exception of that horrific one that we had. I guess it was Monday or last Friday. Yeah, it was last Friday, I guess it was. In Dumas, Arkansas, which is south of us here, they got hit with a with an F3 tornado, I believe it was, like 207 miles an hour. It didn't kill anybody, thank God, but what it did is it destroyed pretty much every major source of employment for all the people in this town. So it's tragedy in and of itself. But as far as the most recent tornadic activity, no, we were very lucky.
Well, I thank God for that. You were mentioning a report.
Yes, and let me ask you to hang on here, brother. I hear the music, and I'm curious which report. But we'll find out, folks, on the flip side after this short break. Please stay with us. Back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in about 90 seconds.